There's a power within you. Loves you so much. We have to rise up to meet it. Remember the central tube, the central axis, moving from survival to creation. Energy follows awareness. I want you to draw that energy up from your perineum, your lower abdomen, through your chest, your upper abdomen, through your throat to the top of your head. I want you to pull it up there intentionally. Let it build as an energy. As you exhale, now relax. Again, come on. Draw it up all the way to the top of your head, like sucking fluid through a straw, all the way to the top. Hold it with your finger on the top. Hold it. And as you exhale, now relax. Again, I want you to draw it all the way up through your lower body, through your upper body, through your neck, to the top of your head, and hold it at the very top of your head. Energy follows your conscious awareness. And as you exhale, now relax. Again, now draw it up through your lower body, through your upper body, to the top of your head. Intentionally draw it all the way up to the top. And as you exhale, now relax. We're changing energy. Come on, a little bit more now. Come on, give me your best. Draw it up again from your perineum, your lower abdomen. Pull it up all the way to the top of your head. And hold it there. And as you exhale, now relax. Again, draw it up, come on, willfully do, all the way up to the top of your head, pull it all the way to the top, and hold it. As you exhale, now relax. Last one now, come on. Work with me. Draw it up from your lower abdomen, your perineum, up through your upper abdomen, your chest. Pull it all the way up through your throat, your head to the top of your head, and hold it at the very top. And pull it up to the top and hold it. Hold it. And as you exhale, now relax. That your entire head occupies in space, from your ears to your jaw to the tip of your nose, the back of your head, and your brain. Did you become aware of the volume of space and feel the space that your brain and head is in space? Can you become aware of the space that the column of your neck occupies in space, and the space that your neck is in space? Can you become aware of the space that your upper torso occupies in space, from your breastbone, the top of your shoulders, to your spine and shoulder blades? Can you become aware of the space of your entire upper torso and the volume of space that it's in space? Now just become aware of the space that your arms are in space, and the space that your entire upper extremities occupy in space. Can you become aware of the space that your abdomen occupies in space, and the space that your entire lower torso occupies in space, and the volume of space that it's in space? now, can you feel the space that your pelvis and buttocks occupy in space? Can you become conscious of the space that they're in space? And now, can you become conscious of the space that your legs occupy in space? And the space that your entire lower extremities are in space? And now, can you become aware of the space that your entire body occupies in space? And the space from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, the palms of your hands, from your breastbone to your spine, can you become aware of the space that your body occupies in space? Now, I want you to remind yourself about who you no longer want to be, what you want to change about yourself. Become conscious of how you no longer want to think when you leave this place. Remember how you no longer want to act. Observe the old self and become familiar with it and conscious of it, so nothing goes by that you don't want to experience in your mind and in your life. Now I want you to turn to that great parent within you, that giver of life. I want you to introduce yourself to it. I want you to make contact with it. What you want to change about yourself, it's real. Talk to it with purpose. What do you no longer want to believe about you and your life? Make a decision and ask it to help you in a way that is right for you. Surrender this aspect of the old self to a consciousness that already has all the answers, and let go in mind and body. Let yourself feel that freedom. Just let go. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. We're removing the masks of the ego to unveil the power within you that is life. Now let that power leak out. Breathe in a new possibility of a greater expression of self. What do you want to believe about you? Make the decision with firm intention so that your body begins to feel what the experience of that new ideal. Be bold. Be brilliant. Be empowered. Come on, feel the potential of what it would feel like ahead of the experience, so your body begins to believe the experience is happening in the future. Come on, change your energy. Change it. Remind yourself who you want to be, how you want to think, how you want to breathe, how you want to move, how you want to love, how present. Conditioning the body to a new mind. Don't hold back on me. Let go. Come on, embody the experience of a new you. You're changing your electromagnetic field to match a potential in the quantum field. Visit that reality in mind and body, in thought and feeling. As this new energy, I want you to allow images of your future of your eyes. Don't edit it. A new personality creates a new personal reality. And as this elevated state of mind and body, choose from the infinite potentials. get up is the same person who sat down. Come on, change your energy and fall in love with a new future, a new you. Let your body begin to experience it emotionally ahead of the actual event. Make the choice to be this in all areas of your life. Make the choice electromagnetically. Let that choice signal your body to a new mind. Make it a gut feeling. Now there's a power within you that's both personal and universal that observes your observations, who you're being. And I want you to ask it for a sign in your life that it's real and that your experiment gets feedback in your world, and let it come in a way that causes you to feel awe and wonder, that opens your mind to what life is about, that transmutes you on a cellular level, that rolls up your past into the moment, and that you're enlivened and inspired to continue to create. That it's a two-way communication between you and it. Command it. We are divine creators in the game of life. How would you live if you knew all of your prayers were answered? How would you be? What would you let go of? Think about living that way the rest of the day today. let something bigger than you handle all the details in an unpredictable and unknown way. That's the adventure of life. Now bring your awareness back to a new body. To a new life.